Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Achiri Adams, MA History student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill, and history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School. Today in Bajan History, February 7th, Expansion of the Pottery Industry. On this day, February 7th, 1950, Parliament passed a resolution to expand the government's experimental pottery factory at Lancaster, St. James. The resolution, which made $70,000 available to the pottery factory, was aimed at the expansion of the pottery industry to diversify the island's monocultural economy. The intention was to show the way in providing building bricks, hollow blocks, roofing tiles, flower pots, terracotta ware, field drain pipes, domestic pottery, and insulating bricks. By spending such large sums of money, government was showing the way and the possibilities open to the private sector, which was a bit hesitant in throwing capital in this direction. Indeed, as the resolution was discussed, J.L. Wilkinson thought that the scheme was unlikely to succeed because there were no large markets for pottery and flower pots. He was joined by Erskine Ward, who expressed skepticism about the success of the venture, as government had no concrete proposal that they would export the products of the scheme for any length of time. Ward, however, indicated that he would support the resolution, as he did not want it to be said that he was trying to do something to prevent the success of the scheme. In lending his support to the resolution, Winter Crawford felt that government should have a comprehensive development board which would have responsibility for planning the individual development of the colony as a whole. Though it does not appear that the clay working plant was successful in the long run, government funding for such a venture certainly helped propel the growth and expansion of the manufacturing industry and ultimately the diversification of the island's economy.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.